With SRN News, I'm Tosha Stevens. Democrats are openly worried about President Biden being at the top of the 2024 ticket after his debate performance against former President Trump. House Speaker Mike Johnson says he saw a stark contrast between the two candidates during the debate.
I think what everybody has seen now with their own two eyes, what they've all witnessed in an almost surprising fashion for some, I'm not sure why it was surprising to them because we've been saying this for a long time, but there was only one man on that stage who was capable and qualified of being elected president in the next term, and his name is Donald J. Trump.
Trump was at a campaign rally in Virginia Friday while President Biden was in Raleigh, North Carolina. The prosecution in the Senator Bob Menendez corruption trial is resting its case. During the past 7 weeks, jurors heard from more than two dozen witnesses as the prosecution hoped to prove that the New Jersey senior senator accepted bribes from local businessmen, including cash, gold, and a Mercedes, in exchange for political favors. The veteran Democrat chaired the powerful Senate Foreign Relations Committee. Also at SRNnews.com, NASA astronauts are delayed at the space station. Ron Taylor has more.
Two astronauts are spending extra time at the International Space Station as NASA and Boeing troubleshoot capsule problems that popped up on the way there. The veteran astronauts expected to stay for a week or so at the space station during a test flight of Boeing's new Starliner capsule, the first with a crew. But their return trip has been put on hold while the thruster trouble and helium leaks are analyzed. On Friday, NASA said there is no rush to bring the astronauts home, and more tests on the ground would be done first. Ron Taylor reporting.
Air tankers and helicopters join nearly 200 firefighters battling a wildfire northeast of Phoenix that's forced dozens of residents to leave their homes. This is SRN News. A Canadian school holds a drag queen summer camp.
The University of British Columbia describes the event as a, quote, leadership and learning summer camp for queer, trans, two-spirit, questioning, and allied youth from across BC and the Yukon. Drag queens will be in attendance and will teach the children how to perform with the goal of helping them, quote, imagine being whomever they want. UBC says it also wants to free kids from what it calls the colonial notions of the nuclear family. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
President Biden is pardoning potentially thousands of former U.S. service members convicted of violating a now repealed military ban on homosexuality. The president says he is righting a historic wrong to clear the way for these service members to regain lost benefits. The action grants a pardon to those who were convicted under Article 125. This is SRN News. Well, the wife of a prominent American film star is coming under fire by an Israeli group. Latest from the Media Line's Felice Friedson.
An Israeli civil rights organization has asked the American Attorney General to investigate civil rights attorney Amal Clooney for possible violations of the Hague Invasion Act. The Shirat Hadin organization wants the wife of actor George Clooney charged with a felony for her participation in the investigation of war crimes by Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu while she was on American soil. That investigation resulted in arrest warrants being issued against the Israeli Prime Minister, Defense Minister, and two leaders of the Hamas terrorist organization. The act was passed to protect military personnel and U.S. allies from actions by international courts lacking jurisdiction over the United States. I'm Felice Friedson, Town Hall News, Jerusalem.
News and analysis at themedialine.org and srnnews.com.